have Dr. Danny Sands, leading physician. Danny's been one of the leaders in participatory medicine, and it's good to see you. You're looking the same. You know, everybody else ages, but us.
Well, I think.
How does that happen?
How does that happen?
I think it's diet, nutrition, exercise.
I think we need better glasses.
And social.
We need better glasses.
Oh, better glasses. It's a novel solution.
But I like that, you know, if we just convince ourselves, we convince each other that we're never aging, I think that's perfect.
So give us a quick update on participatory medicine or health, because helping people be healthier in a consumer society where we're all aging, that's wrought with chronic diseases, is absolutely essential.
It is essential. It is essential. I mean, the society is a really interesting point right now. We have we're growing our membership. We're growing our corporate partnerships. At the society, you know, so we are really focused on transforming the culture of healthcare, really changing the culture of healthcare to be one in which we're inviting patients into the process more. Right? There's more of a partnership rather than thinking about healthcare as a car wash where patients are the car and they're dirty and they drive through the healthcare system getting health sprinkled on them and coming out somehow healthy. That doesn't work. And that's what's right. Giving us the healthcare system we have, where we have patients who aren't engaged in the process. They think that things can just happen magically, and it just drives up the cost of healthcare. It's not satisfying for the car or the car wash. What we want to do is change that culture.
Well, it's really how doctors and care teams interact with people in a high-touch way. Not that we haven't cared and there hasn't been a lot of personal contact in the past, but some of that's been dehumanized by electronic health records, perhaps?
Those electronic health records. Yeah, I think there are a lot of things that are getting in the way. And I think that, you know, on the one hand, you could say the electronics is a problem. But on the other hand, it's an opportunity because it allows us to open up your information to you in a way we could never do before. It would be impossible to, like, make it easy for you to look at your paper records. But now, hey, we can do this. And if we want you to be a better partner in your care, if we want to be collaborators in your health, right, you got to be able to do that with information. You got to have the information. We can't deprive you of that. So the society is all about trying to change that culture. And we focus on four areas, and they spell out care. Okay. That was an accident.
Care.
It used to actually spell out
R-C-E-A. So
E-patient Dave, who of course you know, he said, wait a minute, guys, that should spell out care if you just rearrange this. So, the C is about conversation, community. And we have diverse stakeholders across that healthcare continuum who are having conversations all the time about challenges in healthcare, opportunities. So that's the
conversations.
C.
Conversations.
Conversation. A, advocacy, influencing public policy, changing the conversation there. And then the R is research. Research, we don't do research. We do publish research in the peer-reviewed Journal of Participatory Medicine. And I don't want to scoop it. I don't know when this is coming out. But we're going to be announcing a very exciting thing, which is a...
At HIMSS.
No. I don't know when our media blitz is coming.
Okay.
But you'll be the first to know. But it's a collaboration where people are going to have a place to go. Members are going to have a place to go where they can learn the best practices and the best data in
a convening point. A physical, not a convenient point,
but it's like how do you understand the literature? You know, what do you find the best information about this? The best studies. And then the
E is
education.
Oh, experience. I was going to say experience.
No, it's education because how do we change a culture unless we're educated? Unless we're educating the people who are providing healthcare, the doctors, nurses, and so on, but also we need to, in a parallel way, educate you, the patients. We're going to educate patients and family caregivers. So those are the things we're focused on. And we have things that we're doing in each of those areas. Education, we're developing a curriculum for healthcare professionals and a curriculum for patients. So that's pretty exciting.
So can I go back to A, which was advocacy?
Advocacy, yeah.
I think advocacy is critical because what we have to realize on both the policy side and the organizational side is that all of our systems, all of our human training is for transactions.
Yeah.
I mean, our doctors, our care teams, our professionals, our IT systems, our reimbursement systems are all based on transactions.
Yeah.
It's not the relationship or the experience.
It's not. In fact, as you know, I'm the chief medical officer of Conversa Health, which is to my left. But at Conversa Health, we really take advantage of that. So it's about engagement, but right now, as you point out, there's no thinking about this longitudinal right. engagement. So, you know, one of our founders, Phil Marshall, used to say the standard of care is not to care. Like when the patient's
Correct.
Out of the office,
yeah, right.
you know, we're not doing that because we're all about that transaction, right? Bring the patient into the visit.
That's what people got paid for. That's how we train people.
Exactly.
It's not that I think doctors are the most, some of the brightest, and the care teams, the nurses, they care about people. They went in yeah. to make a difference. You know, the goodness is at the core of the health and medical mission.
Exactly.
But whatever sets of reasons for reality, we ended up with a disease care system based on transactions.
Yeah. Now, did you say a disease care system or a diseased care system? It's both.
It's both
is the answer. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that if we're going to increase the capacity for taking care of more patients, if we're going to improve quality and reduce cost, we've got to think differently. We've got to think beyond the visits. We've got to be less transactional and more about what Rushika Fernandapool at Iora Health calls a continuous healing relationship. I think that's what he calls it. It's good, right?
Love it. Continuous healing relationship.
Yeah.
CHR.
Yeah.
It's much better than EHR.
It's much better. Infinitely better. No offense to all you vendors out here at HIMSS.
We heard it here first.
Right.
Continuous healing relationships.
Yeah, that's Rushika Fernandapool. And care, right?
And care.
The four pillars. We got it.
How do people get in touch with the society?
How
do I join? I did join.
Thank you.
How do organizations, what?
Participatorymedicine.org.
Okay,
and
.org.
You can go there. We're in the another exciting things we're doing is we're doing a total website redesign. So our website maybe isn't as pretty as we want it now. It's going to be great in a couple months. Go to participatorymedicine.org, click on Join Me. If anyone has any questions, particularly you know, corporations or organizations who want to really play a role in this,
right.
reach out to me, Danny at drdannysands.com. I'd love to talk to you about how you can we can work together.
Well, any big insights from HIMSS 17? Because we've been to a few.
It's big. That's
big.
My insight. this is day one. I was at one night of receptions and, you know, half a day so far of this. So I have no insights other than that it's big as heck. I do have one observation that only my Facebook friends saw, but I'll share it with you. You know, when you got to the big reception last night,
yes,
they had that woman dressed in white flowing things
yes.
flying around, right? It was like a fairy, so I was greeted by this fairy. And I realized that that's a metaphor for health information interoperability. So that's my only insight right now. But it's good to see you know, you and a lot of my friends and colleagues from over the years. I've been coming here for many, many, many years.
So we're wrapping up HIMSS 17 live feed for Health Innovation Media.
Fantastic.
And we'll be back tomorrow at 11.
Great, good to
Tuesday.
See you.